Dozens of pregnant women, or women with newborns, who are struggling with addiction, no jobs of their own, and no place to call home, here in the Chattanooga area, have turned to a nonprofit for help. Foundation House Ministries in Cleveland provides full-time residency to these women, training them and employing them to make and sell candles, soaps, and lotions. Suzanne Burns is the founder and executive director. Suzanne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about the journey that brought you to creating Foundation House.
Yeah, so Foundation House Ministries is a maternity home here in Cleveland. And about 21 years ago, I found myself in college. I was a junior experiencing my own crisis pregnancy and dealt with a lot of challenges through that period of time. I was in a not great relationship. We were using drugs, we were drinking, we were experimenting with all sorts of different types of things. And then I wake up one day and I'm pregnant. And this was such a vastly different lifestyle than what I had been living previously that I was quite shocked to find myself in this situation. And it took me a number of years to begin rebuilding my life. But when I did, I wanted to be able to turn around and give back to other mothers who had experienced the same things that I had experienced. So I began volunteering at one of our local pregnancy care centers, and I was a volunteer there for 7 years. And over that time, we began seeing more and more women coming through. This was during the financial crisis immediately following 2008. And so we began seeing more and more women coming through who were living in their cars, who were trying to escape the financial abuse of a super controlling boyfriend, or they were coming out of foster care and had never worked before. We were seeing a wide range of reasons why these women were in such dire straits. And so I knew there needed to be some kind of a program that involved housing, but was also incorporating those other types of grown-up skills, of financial management, of job skills training, of parenting, but of adulting, really. There's a lot more involved in parenting than just, you know, teaching your children their ABCs or teaching them how to tie their shoes. It's making sure there's food on the table, making sure they have shoes that fit, making sure they get to school on time so you don't end up in truancy court. Parenting, I think we like to lump it into just how we teach our children. And it's so much more than that. It's how do we rear our children? How do we care for them? And so that was the program that I wanted to bring to these women, something that was more holistic and all-encompassing because they had almost no level of support anywhere else. Many of these women had not been raised themselves, so they didn't know how to raise their children.
Roughly 70% of the women who come through your doors, they don't have a high school diploma. They don't have a GED. Many have a felony background, been convicted of a crime, oftentimes drug or theft charges. Many of them have been homeless. They have faced addiction. They've experienced poverty. Many of them have never had a job.
Exactly. Exactly. And all too often, you know, those are the reasons why they come to us. But what interests me the most is why they're doing those things in the first place. Because addiction, drug usage doesn't usually start out as a desire to use drugs. It starts as a desire to mask the pain or mask the hurting or to forget about our feelings and our emotions, our situation. And so those are the things that we began working with the women on in our trauma-informed care training, is helping them understand why I've been doing the things I've been doing. Let's heal those wounds so that that is no longer a open sore that scabs over and then pulls off and continues to fester and continues to affect how they live their lives. But we allow that to heal. And now that's solid and that's healed flesh. And so now we can build something new on top of it.
And it's not only about learning, it's also about unlearning.
Oh, yes, a lot of unlearning.
Each case is different.
Right, right. Some of our moms have come in with a master's degree. We had one woman who, she was brilliant, brilliant lady, had a master's in theology from Princeton Theological Seminary. absolutely love to discuss all sorts of topics, not just theology with her. She is very brilliant. And yet she also found herself in a situation where she was pregnant and homeless and needing our services. We've had other women who have come to us out of jail, who have come to us out of rehab centers. We've had women coming straight out of active addiction and had been using prostitution as the way to support themselves. And so they all come to our house and learn how to heal the wounds that brought them through their journey. We've learned over the years that it's not a matter of me taking her on my journey or even me dragging her along my version, my thought of what her journey should look like, but it's actually me coming alongside her on her journey. And that's so much more effective in the long run.
And what tools do you provide to them to help them get on their feet and help them stay on their feet?
Our classes revolve around a variety of topics. Because each woman's situation is so unique, everything is hyper-tailored to her, but they're all going to fall in the same general categories of financial literacy, of parenting and of caregiving, of household management and of employability. That's both the hard and the soft skills of maintaining a job, of learning things like Word and Excel and spreadsheets and inventory control and customer service. But it's also those soft skills of being a team player, of showing up on time, of being a good employee, being someone that employers want to continue to keep hired. Our goal is to get these women to a place of sustainable stability, which to us means reliable transportation, reliable childcare, stable housing, as well as stable employment. So when those four minimum factors are met, that's kind of our minimum graduation level. But we're continually talking to these women about the fact that you can get into that apartment, but it's staying in that apartment that is really key. Rent's going to come due in another 30 days, and then another 30 days after that. And then another 30 days after that. How do we build a habit of home stability when you've really only known home instability for at least for months, but probably usually for years and even decades?
At this time of the year, you are also out in the community.
Yes, I am everywhere that anyone will let me talk about our story and share about our girls. Exactly.
And that includes the market.
Right. We have taken another leap of faith in this COVID season. We're not able to enhance our job training program like we normally would, selling our products at events, at craft fairs. And so we have rented two spaces that actually, thank the Lord, are directly beneath our offices. One is a thrift shop selling secondhand items from consignment stores and from private donors, as well as a couple of retail chains that are giving us their unsold closeout items to be resold to support the ministry. But then the other space is really where my heart is. That's our vendor mall. And so our job training products are there, our lotions and soaps and candles and wax melts. But also we have the job training program of Willow Bend Farms, which is a program for survivors of human trafficking, also located here in Cleveland. And then there are other vendors in that area that are women-owned businesses. One of our graduates does a skincare line. One of our staff makes elderberry syrup and ginger syrups. And so you have some great organic, healthy items for the winter season. We also have a woman who sells Southern Charm, does t-shirts and jewelry and things like that. We have some organic household products like laundry detergents and wool dryer balls and things like that. So we're trying to be a blessing to the vendors that would normally surround us at these events. They're not able to go to many of them either. And so we want to be a blessing to provide an outlet of sales for them by also being blessed by getting a percentage of their proceeds as well as the proceeds from our own sales. So we're trusting that the community is really going to support us and support the other vendors as we all come together to be a blessing to these mothers.
What are you hearing from the community at this time, given life under COVID-19?
I think we're all just really tired. It's been a long year, and I think we're all enjoying the sunshine and looking forward to getting out and about. We're all trying to make more conscientious decisions, do things a little differently than we have in the past, certainly. But there's also that desire to return to somewhat of normalcy in that we're getting out and we're meeting people again, but more safely and more intentionally as well. So we haven't seen anybody being concerned. We certainly welcome you if you are wearing a mask. If you're not wearing a mask, we welcome you as well. Bradley County is not under a mask mandate. And so, you know, whatever is comfortable for you is perfectly fine for us. But I think we all just have discovered that we really miss each other. I think we took each other for granted. And so COVID has helped us reestablish our priorities collectively. And I think that's definitely a special thing that's coming out of this year.
If people want more information, where can they go online? Where can they call?
Sure. Our website is foundationhouseministries.org. We're also available on Facebook and Instagram. And you can visit us at healingspringsgifts.com. That's our job training product sales avenue. And you can also call our offices at 423-464-5351.
All right. Suzanne, thanks so much.
Thank you.